call the June 5th common council meeting order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandria.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item P1 is citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you'd like to tell us. Don't be bashful.
I'll wait for everybody else to go first. My name is Grace Leto. My comments today are on agenda items G4 through 6 and 13. They all impact the Rawson Homes subdivision, and my goal is to provide a property owner's perspective on the never-ending timeline, and I promise to be fairly brief. For those of you who weren't around in 2010, this project originated in 2010, and we had the approval to move forward on the Rawson Homes drainage ditch project. It was delayed into 2012 because of some sewer work that needed to be done. Obviously, that needed to come first. Then there was an initial survey drafted, and it had some great options for homeowners. Then the city was going to do the work. We had some of the equipment and the materials. That was awesome, but that survey never went out. So the project was subsequently delayed to 2013, 2014, 2015, and then in 2016 we had some meetings, and a survey went out, now identifying some costly options. Then MMSD funding was identified, thanks to Glenn and his team. The neighborhood meeting was held in October of 2017, so 7 years after the initial project was approved to move forward. We had the meeting. It was great. Everybody was cautiously optimistic. So that brings us to this year, and we got a letter with the date of May 1st that said that bids had been solicited, the project was moving forward with awesome upgrades to reduce the existing ditch slope at no cost to residents, and it was going to happen in 2018. What great news was that? We were all very happy in the neighborhood, so because we take pride in what our neighborhood looks like, and the ditches are pretty ugly. So then subsequently we got another letter dated May 31st that said there may be some confusion with the letter that went out on May 1st. And there was no confusion in our minds because the letter was pretty darn clear. It said the bids were solicited and the project was going to be completed in 2018. The confusing document that was in that packet was the council action document, where the analysis, the options, and the recommendations were just not clear to me, nor to many of us. So first, I don't understand why the water main project was combined with the drainage ditch project, although I do recognize their dependency. However, could the projects have remained separate for bid and then run concurrently? That seems to be the presiding question from the residents. So the question then becomes, how could the bids be so much higher than expected? Paid for an analysis, and I think it was $2 million. So what did that analysis miss that contractors found? I can't begin to tell you how frustrating this has become. Eight years. That should be unacceptable from anyone's perspective. And during these 8 years, not a bit of maintenance has been done. And routinely, that maintenance happened in the past. Every so many years, the ditches were repitched and fixed. I shouldn't have to keep pushing for action, but it's how things go. Our streets, city property locations, and our park are old and worn, perhaps just like the residents in our subdivision. We seem to be the last to get upgrades, yet we have some of the first families that built in Franklin. So it kind of seems unfair at times. We want to be just treated equally and at least identified with some of the upgrades that happen in other places. So in conclusion on these items of the agenda, G4 through 6, I have some requests that I would like to make. I'd like to see updates come out regularly, and I would like to see an elaboration on the MMSD funding. I just am concerned that the funding may be in jeopardy, and I haven't seen deadlines on that funding. And last but not least, please do not just file this. Please take action, because it's time. So since I went really fast and I talked really fast.
What was your address?
Oh, sorry, I didn't give my address. 7300 South 36th Street. So I'm dead center in the middle of the block on 36th Street, which is the flattest street, I believe, in the city of Franklin. So dead center in the middle, we get all of the water in our ditch. It hasn't been dry in years. So my next agenda item is item number 13, and I think that is related to the park equipment that's been ordered for Glen Meadows Park and approved. So I have a hard time calling Glen Meadows a park, because I live there. I have young grandchildren that I like to take there. So I haven't seen a timeline, but I'm most concerned about maintenance. We have pricker weeds underneath our children's swings and underneath the monkey bars that are this tall on me and this tall on my two-year-old granddaughter. They're pricker weeds, the kind where you can't touch them because they will prick you and they hurt. And they're six inches plus tall. The grass gets mowed, but putting 8 inches of mulch on top of weeds, all it does is make weeds come through. So I'm concerned about maintenance. I don't see this in any other Franklin park. So if Glen Meadows can't be maintained and brought up to speed to look like what I think should be a Franklin park, because we have some standards in the city of Franklin that I think are set pretty high, I think it should go away. So either maintain it or get rid of it. And I think that's the consensus of the neighborhood, because right now it's just plain dangerous for little kids to be in there. I know my granddaughters are when they walk through the pricker weeds, it's ouch, 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 ouch. And Grandma, would you pick that one out? Well, I can't. I don't have gloves, and I don't wear gloves to the park. So for both of these issues, I do have pictures. I took pictures of Glen Meadows Park today, so if anybody wants to see them, they're on my phone. I do have also pictures of our drainage ditch issues that stem back to 2010 meetings. Those I have in hard copy, but it would be best if anybody just wanted to take a drive through our neighborhood and take a look at the pride we take in our houses, but the lack of attention that we're getting with city improvements that we believe should be done. Thank you.
Sure.
Could you tell me, has the park equipment been installed in Glen Meadows? Because the last time I was over there was a week ago and it wasn't in yet.
No, there's no new park equipment. They took the old stuff out right away, but the new park equipment is not there.
It was purchased, just so you know. So hopefully.
That's why I was asking for a timeline on that too. But then again, I hesitate to put new equipment in if the park itself isn't going to be maintained. It can't stay the way it is now. Or shouldn't. It can, but it shouldn't.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Seeing no one else rise, I will close the citizen comment period and move on to mayoral announcements. You're all aware that Thursday is the groundbreaking ceremony for Ballpark Commons, 2 o'clock, park at the lodge. It's on the south side of the lodge, parking lot. Originally, I announced that the new Economic Development Director, Kelly Berg, would start on the 11th. She is not. She's got to finish some personal things so that she can come here. So she will be starting on the 18th, just so you all know. And last Friday was Health Officer Bill Wookerer's last day with the city after more than 25 years. The hiring procedure and hiring effort is being, by statute, done by the Board of Health and the personnel coordinator. They will recommend to me, and I will appoint, and you will confirm. As you would expect in situations such as this, and given what you're going to hear from Mr. Liberta, we are looking at other options as well. So if anything comes of that, we'll bring them to you guys. So with that, item C, approval of the regular Common Council meeting minutes of May 15th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. It's going to be one of those nights again. Staggered approvals.
Oh, no, I'm ready. I'm
all right. Organizational businesses, Civic Celebrations Commission, John Bergner, Bob Knackert, Randy Grass, and Douglas Clark, all reappointments. Then for the Library Board, Michael Karlevich, a new appointment, Madeline Kempen, Board of Health, a new appointment, Wayne Husted, And for economic development, another new appointment, Robert Ketch. Any motion?
So moved. Second.
Okay, nobody wants to divide it. All those in, Madam Clerk.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Without objection, we'll move item G1A to the last agenda item. I was joking. Consent agenda, any issues for separate action?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G2 is a review of the standards, findings, and decision of the City of Franklin Common Council for the Rock Sports Complex Natural Resources Special Exception. Nick? It's on page 35. Let's do this formally. Mr. Fuchs.
So this item is being brought forward to address two conditions of the NRC approval for the Ballpark Commons development. One, condition number 15, which required a financial surety for the installation and maintenance of the mitigation plantings. And two, condition number 17, which required council review of the mitigation plan. Staff is recommending that the applicant provide a letter of credit. The applicant is here and would, I think, like to or would prefer to provide a personal guarantee instead. Staff is also recommending revisions to the type and location of a portion of the mitigation plan. The applicant would prefer to leave the plan as is. There are three motions provided. The first motion listed would require the change to the mitigation plan as recommended by staff. The second motion would allow the use of a personal guarantee opposed to a letter of credit. And the third motion would place the report on file, which the effect of that would essentially push these items off until the major PDD amendment, which is moving forward to the June 7th Plan Commission and June 19th Common Council.
Staff is recommending at least a letter of credit.
Staff would prefer the letter of credit.
So you would prefer item number, motion number two, I believe.
Correct. Two. Yeah, two would be.
One. You would prefer one.
Prefer one. Two would be the applicant's request for the personal guarantee.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I'd like to hear from the district alderperson. I'd like to hear from the city attorney on the pros and cons of the two options for letter of credit versus personal guarantee. And then I'd like to hear from planning about the mitigation as far as the upcoming landscape plan. So my understanding on the last item is they were going to do some mitigation on the berm, and now the mitigation on the berm is being, staff is requesting that they do the mitigation more in the woodland setting, which would allow upcoming landscaping to go on the berm because they're having a hard time meeting the density of the landscape ordinance. Do I have that mostly correct?
Correct. My understanding, the at one point mitigation plantings were proposed on the berm. That's been taken away. The staff recommendation is to relocate mitigation plantings and then to another area in the site, so the area they are proposing mitigation could provide for additional room for landscaping to help them meet the UDO standards.
And if we don't do what staff suggested, we end up with a berm for a woodland and a mitigation or a landscape plan that it will be difficult to meet. Those are
the applicant is having trouble meeting what would be the UDO requirements for the quantity of plantings for the landscape plan. These are, I guess, being reviewed as separate items. There's the mitigation, those requirements, and then separately there's the landscape plan. But I do think moving forward, the landscape plan will likely not meet UDO standards in terms of quantity.
Okay. So then that leads me to why I want to hear from the district alderperson if landscape plan can't be met. And if you had one or the other of those, I'm sure you would want both, but if you could have at least one or the other, it would be the letter of credit?
Correct. Staff okay. prefers the letter of credit.
All right, thank you. I'll wait to hear the other.
You asked the city attorney to first.
I was going to say, you don't look like you want to bow into this one. Mr. City Attorney, letter of credit versus appeal.
Pros and cons.
Letter of credit is you press the button, it's money in the bank. In case there's a deficiency, it's right there. Flip side with regard to this particular project is that the Common Council did decide that the personal guarantee was sufficient for the entire project.
Right.
I'm going to speak for Mr. Zimmerman, who's here. From the advocate's point of view, the letter of credit is expensive. It costs money to get it, plus it ties up that amount of credit on your credit lines. So that's why almost everybody hates letters of credit. The plus on the personal guarantee is it doesn't cost you anything. It's a signature on a piece of paper. That requires, on our part, full faith that everything will be executed properly, and if it comes to pass that we have to exercise that, my position is that causes a lot of heartache, a lot of gnashing of teeth, and legal bills. So I see both ends. I'm a letter of credit guy. Let's do Alderman sure. Mayor and then Alderman Taylor.
So, Nick, the berm was seeming like the perfect option to accomplish the berm and the natural resource relocation. Personally, I don't care if it's the personal guarantee or whatever the finance situation is. What is this? How does this impact the natural resources?
Well, I think as the plan stands, the landscape plan is not completed yet. It's my understanding that the mitigation, what was approved with the NRC, is going to be completed. And then separately, you would have the landscaping and the plan commission and Common Council will be reviewing what's going to be and the amount provided for landscaping.
So that's still going to be up for review. The berm, for example, will still be up for review.
Correct. So moving forward, there'll be a major PDD amendment, which currently proposes that landscaping be addressed by the plan commission on a site plan basis, and there'd be a plan along with that to show for the overall site and the quantity being provided. So that major PDD amendment would be before the council.
And that comes before us regardless of what we choose on this particular item tonight.
Correct.
Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Eric. When it comes to this the mitigation and that, is the DNR forcing us to the developer to do this, or is this another city standard that they're meeting?
It's a city requirement.
So, all right, we're trying to just get as much. I mean, we have real high national resource standards here. I mean, are more than anyone else, and we have the highest impact fees in the area. I mean, there's a lot of cost on this development, any development compared to other municipalities around us. It's like we're trying to cram as many trees into the site or landscape as much greenery. I mean, can we be flexible at all here?
Through the major PD amendment, and that is one of the issues I think the applicant will bring up when looking at the landscape plan, not mitigation plantings, but the landscape plan, is that it is getting crowded. They would like more areas for open space and things like that, which is
for development.
Why they'd be proposing a lesser standard than
I mean,
we
have a developer here, we have Marcel's here, Mike's here. I mean, can we hear from them and some of their concerns if they feel it's necessary, they want to chime in? And regarding the letter of credit via the guarantee, I mean, we're all in, and the city, when interest and everything, you know, $30 million roughly. We already have the personal guarantee. How is it, you know, this is what, a small chunk of change compared to everything else? I don't have an issue with that. We've already made that decision on this development, and it does tie up you know, some of their financing and that. And there is a cost to it. And so, you know, we are ready, and I'm going to bring this stuff up later on when we talk about the impact fees. This development is more expensive in Franklin than it would be somewhere else. And you already have the issue with the landfill and everything else. So we have real high cost of doing business from the development side. And we already have it, you know, we still have that terrible reputation of the business, you know, the development world. So it's these type of things that we need to, we're in all in on this project. And so I don't think we should be causing any undue financial costs if we can help it.
Well, before we move forward, let's remember there's two, we're not talking about the landscape plan. This is merely surety on the mitigation from the impacts of the wetlands and the woodland buffers.
Right.
That's all it is.
But we're tying where we're putting them and where it was going to be
right,
placed. But now that's where landscape is. So they are kind of tied together, but they're...
But it's a financial thing. It's not a landscape.
Well, but that's why we should not do the letter of credit.
Okay, well, I've been fully supporting this project. But I remember Mr. Zimmerman was sitting over there, and I said, an alternative to this whole mitigation and trying to make room for landscaping would be for him to just work with Ware Nature Center and to offer Ware Nature Center some funds. And he nodded his head that he would be willing to consider that. I've never seen anything come of that. But if that were to happen, the mitigation in the woodland still stays in Franklin. It benefits an area that's already a natural area that needs help. It's working again with the county and the city. And that would leave the ability for him to do what he wanted to do for landscaping in the area, and you could solve both of these. And that way you wouldn't have to have all this mitigation and replanting and follow-up and letters of credit and all of this, because he could just say, hey, Ware Nature Center, how would you like to have X amount of money to take my mitigation issue off your hand and be done with it? And it would be a lot cheaper for the developer, plus it would be a benefit for the community, because we would actually be getting a decent natural resource rather than putting trees up on the top of a berm. So I...
Why can't we do that? Can we do that?
Can I join the comment?
Yeah, just a second. Yeah.
Second.
Suspend the rules.
All those in favor of the motion to suspend the rules?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Before that, before we go sending money to Ware Nature Center, remember that in the budget last year, I took out all the replacement street trees. You guys put in something like $14,000. So if we're going to be planting trees, let's plant them in our own city.
It is our city.
Let's on our own property.
Well, can we do that? I mean,
well, so let's now go to that part. Nick, Mr. Fuchs.
There was a condition for the applicant to reach out to the Ware Nature Center. I believe it was for input on their mitigation plan. The applicant did do that. I think they talked to a couple people there, and it was in Ware Nature Center court to call the applicant back. They did not hear back. And that is an issue in this case. These conditions would impact the applicant to get their first building permit for C1, which they do want to do soon.
Last week.
So changes like this, I guess I would be concerned that this would throw off timing on the project, getting that building permit, and I think that just needs to be thought through if, you know, a new approach at this point in the project is going to be taken.
Does anybody know what the percentage of die-off is in the first 5 years of any given project? Rule of thumb.
No.
That's a good answer.
Well, there is a percentage. There's no doubt about that.
Well, that's true. But what I'm suggesting, without suggesting it, is it's not 100%. So 100% surety on an investment like that just doesn't make sense to me. Something less may make sense. And then we're still protected. The neighbors have some assurance, and we're not getting into the developer's pocket to a point that it hurts. Alderman Mayer.
The berm is a priority for me, so I don't want to sacrifice from the berm to go anywhere else.
Mr. Zimmerman, or which one?
Both.
You want to take? You want to do both?
Yeah.
This will be fun.
It's a day team.
This will be fun.
Here, take my seat.
Eventually.
You guys hear me?
Let's do name and address.
Mike Zimmerman, got a new address. 7241 South 92nd Street.
Is this one on? Yeah. Greg Marceau, 8820 South 68th Street. On the Aware Nature Center, we've reached out. We've got it documented a handful of times and talked to people. We can't get return calls. So I don't know how much more, besides, you know, we've tried and attempted that route. It doesn't seem like there's any interest from them.
How do you feel about the mayor's street tree idea?
The overall with the landscaping, I mean, when we looked at... Sure.
It's my money. It's my letter credit. So it was just a principal issue, I think. So we're both investors in this project, and to tie up, and it's not just the, you know, $250,000 line of credit. It's times two. In the landscape issue, I'm not trying to, you know, minimize it, but the TIF obligation, which is much more significant, is a personal guarantee. So to me, consistency matters. So I assume like if we're going to do the TIF, if I have a shortfall and that's a personal guarantee, why is that not good enough for landscape mitigation? that's the heritage of it. And I would say, you know, as financial partners, if I keep tying up 250 here, 250 there, that just weakens my balance sheet, and I can do it, just limits my opportunities with banks.
This is two parts. One is the landscape issue. The other one's the mitigation.
Well, yeah. So there's the financial guarantee. There's the wear nature issue. There's the UDO standards. But I'm saying, in terms of the personal guarantee, the notion of being financially accountable, which is the essence of it. I'm on it. I value landscaping. I mean, if you look at the stuff that I've done, you know, I clearly value landscaping. I feel completely comfortable, but to tie up funds and the expense of that, just, it doesn't seem like it's a prudent, you know, as your financial partner, it just doesn't seem like it's...
Well, I'm trying to work through the fact that the staff's recommendation that the mitigation plan be revised to relocate a portion of the mitigation.
Okay, there's two separate.
And so that's one part of this, and the finance is the other part.
So tell me what issue we want to talk about, and then we'll...
If you don't, apparently don't want to relocate the mitigation, is what I heard, right?
No, I think we'd love the idea.
Oh, okay.
We'd love it.
You want to relocate?
We need it takes two to tango, right? So if we call Wear Nature two or three times and they don't respond, and seemingly they had no interest, well, it's a beautiful idea. They need to participate in that conversation.
Well, that last Autumn Lees worked with the Mauk Erie Land Conservancy, and they did their mitigation in Fitzsimmons Woods. Or
I don't know. I don't know why. But, I don't know why they don't return phone calls.
I don't either, and I haven't been asked to try to, you know, reach out to anybody either. But I would be willing to do that.
Please do.
I'm just trying to figure out how.
I know
we
some
get,
people there. Yeah. We give the county a bunch of money.
Right. Well,
everybody has to understand. We do not want to add more time to this effort.
Right, right.
Agreed. We're moving on. It's like, we're moving on.
Right. I mean, if you can get me a call back, get Greg a call back, that'd be great. But we've tried, and we love the idea. It'd be easier for us if you just write a check, call it a day. We're moving on to the stuff that we are good at.
Our way through that, and what we're asking is, don't hold up a building permit because we can't get a hold of Wear Nature Center, or figure out how to plant all the trees that are required by the UDO.
I agree with that.
We're out of room. We've got everywhere this entire site planted with trees every 15 feet. We still don't meet the UDO mitigation and the landscape standard. That's why in our major amendment we're asking for that to be revised. We haven't sacrificed. All we've been doing is adding trees for the last 6 months, and we still can't get to it. We looked at the end result. We think it's horrible. Horribly overplanted, trying to meet a number on a chart that doesn't make sense.
And that's what I was saying. That is the problem. Our standards, and these are things we need to address, because it's terrible. All right? If you've gone up to the umbrella bar and the rock, as I have, and I think all have, Does anybody think it doesn't look nicely landscaped?
It's beautiful.
No. So what do you think the rest of the facility is going to be?